Well, hey there, friends and family of the show. Welcome to our special Christmas episode. This week I've got Lindsay, Mandy, and your host, Shannon Young.
Hey, folks.
Well, okay, my brain just like flashed back to like SNL skits.
Jesse, thank you so much for that introduction. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Do you picture him with a pipe in his mouth? Because you should.
So glad you could join us tonight for this special. We hope you're curled up safe and warm next to the person you love. I'm curled up next to four people that I love, including Billy, who's to my side.
It's true.
Billy, you look so good tonight.
Billy's rocking his wolf t-shirt.
Lindsay, you look lovely. The sparkle of Christmas shines in your eyes.
And Mandy, with her beautiful zebra blanket.
Why am I not beautiful? Why is just the blanket beautiful?
Mandy, beautiful in her lovely zebra blanket.
Okay, I can't take you guys seriously. I need you to stop.
Way to ruin it. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Christmas time here on Podzilla 1985, and we're so glad you could join us tonight. Jesse, thank you for that introduction. I thought it was gorgeous.
Thanks, buddy.
I thought it was sweet, and that's going to go great with that, what is it called? Music we can do legally.
Open source?
Royalty free?
Yeah, but there's a term for it. What is it?
I want hot chocolate now.
Public domain.
Okay.
Thank you. Public domain Christmas music is what we'll put to that. And, it's gonna sound great. Thanks, guys. It's Tanner Thursday. We're just a couple days before Christmas. And gosh, we're so excited about Christmas.
Christmas!
It's true.
I was hoping for just a long
cricket chirp right there. But I think somebody just walked in the back. It's probably Steven.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. Or Santa!
Santa!
Except Santa on Broadway doesn't bring you presents. He just, you know, robs you and shoots you. No, it's Steven.
Okay.
Look, Santa brought us a
hey,
spot.
Yeah, he brought presents. It was
Steven,
fine.
Steven, wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
No.
Oh, no.
There
okay,
was his part.
But so we're excited we're for that, Christmas. Right?
So Scrooge McBright over there.
Scrooge McBright. Bomb dick. As you can tell, we're a little loopy and we don't have a topic.
It's Christmas.
That's the topic.
It'll be Christmas in 2 days.
It will be. And let's start off by talking about something very holiday-ish. JCPenney.
Please, no.
Oh,
no,
God.
We've got to talk about it.
Get the anger out of the way.
Yeah, you get the bad stuff out of the way before we get to the really bad stuff.
Oh, boy.
Trump.
That's not on the show.
Nate Smith.
All right, bye.
No. Yeah. You've probably seen this video. It's gone viral of a woman, some hillbilly woman in, I don't know, where was it at, Lindsay?
Kentucky.
I don't know. I wasn't reading. All I know is that she's a bitch.
On the video.
I mean, yeah, Kentucky just seems like the obvious answer. Let me look it up real quick.
I mean, she definitely had a more southern accent.
Right, I looked up racist woman Kentucky, and I got 4 billion results.
Surprise, surprise. A southern state has a racist woman in it.
It is indeed Kentucky.
Boom.
So here's what happened. At a Kentucky JCPenney, where all of the trash birds migrate, it's like a step up from Walmart. In the same way that cancer is a step up from AIDS?
I don't think that's an accurate analogy. Let's move past it, though.
Are we going to offend the JCPenney community?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, there's this woman in line, and apparently there's two Hispanic women. They're checking out, and one brings up more stuff. And this trash bird just berates them, just tells them to go back to where they come from, says, you're probably on welfare, we're paying for all this. Just a foul mouth unloading on this. And if that doesn't get you in the spirit of Christmas, what will? Because the trash birds come out of the woodwork when it comes time for Christmas.
You know the funniest part about that? That woman is probably living on Social Security.
Oh, yeah,
most definitely.
Yeah, probably. Well, she looks like Father Time's going to catch up with her before Santa
Very
Claus.
Very soon.
She kept saying, like, you're nobody. Bitch, you ain't nobody either. You're just a piece of shit.
That was my favorite, was the you're nobody. Just because you come from another country doesn't mean you're somebody. Okay.
You're not
And who are you?
Either.
Who are you?
Right. I do like that in the background you see like another lady kind of like turn and shit, just shake her head.
Okay, and that's, you know what?
She should have said something.
Thank you. That's my problem with this video, is that nobody said anything. Nobody said anything to this racist trash that's sitting up here, you know, belittling these two innocent people.
Yeah. Like, honestly, in my opinion, I give them props for it because she is looking for a reaction. You know she is.
Yeah.
The girls didn't even say anything or look at her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would have given her that reaction because I wouldn't have been able to help myself.
I couldn't either. And I don't think we should, because That is not the precedent you want to set for this country with Donald Trump going into office is anybody can say any dumbass thing they want with no repercussions.
I feel like the longer she went on and nobody joined in, because at least nobody joined in.
Yeah.
That's an important note.
Well, there's one part in the video where she says something and then someone says something and she goes, thank you.
Oh, so I remember hearing that.
I don't know if that's a sarcastic thank you or if somebody said, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that at that point, like, yeah, no.
But that's terrible. That she should not get away with it. And what really pisses me off is that she probably went home thinking, I'm the biggest hero of the day. I put them two spicks in their place.
And if I was like, because stuff like that, similar stuff has happened at GameStop. Yeah. Not anywhere near to that extent, but just like unruly customers being jerks.
Yeah.
And I've made them leave.
Yeah.
Well, because, like, I don't tolerate that stuff. Like, especially, like, somebody that's sitting there swearing and I've got, like, kids in the store.
Yeah, it shouldn't be tolerated. Especially at Christmas time.
Right.
Like, the one thing about Christmas time is that you're supposed to have a little bit more compassion for your fellow man. And you're supposed to, you know, be a little nicer and maybe tone down the racism a little.
Yeah.
And see, I
wonder. Trump's not in office yet.
Or at least keep it to yourself.
The register guy said, like, one thing. And she, like, ignored him or whatever.
She, like, shut him down. Like, yeah, she just, like, no. Like, if I was the guy behind the register, I would have kicked her out.
Yeah,
I would have said, man, put your stuff down and leave.
Yeah.
Because you know who would have backed him on that? JCPenney. Because now you know who's in trouble?
Yeah.
JCPenney. They've already sent out a formal apology. They said, we're trying to find these two women so that we can pay for their entire purchase and, you know, basically reimburse them for what they spent. And they're also trying to ban this woman who went on this. But you know why they're doing that? Because it went viral.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't go viral, they wouldn't have cared.
They need to fix the PR. Like, it's a PR nightmare.
It's a PR nightmare. And I hope Reddit finds this woman and blasts her info all over the internet.
Yes.
Because this woman's a piece of garbage.
I wish someone would have at least just been like, shut up. Like, nobody cares. Like, just even that and then just ignored her. But no one did anything.
No one said anything because, you know, I could go on a huge political rant. Like, this is America now. This was America before. But now that Trump's going in office, it's like, oh, he says what he thinks. I'm going to say what I think. Look at me, big American hero.
And again, like, she was doing that specifically for a reaction.
Right,
so, like, and no, I agree. Like, I am burning to say something. There's some really choice words to this woman. But, like, I think that it would have just made things worse.
Well, I feel like a shut up, just like, you're annoying the hell out of us.
Or,
like, not even.
The other customers didn't have to say anything, but if the person working would have said,
the cashier should have done something.
Be quiet and leave.
Yeah.
That should have been the end of it.
No,
she didn't call security.
The cashier definitely should have done something, or some of the employees.
And especially in those type of places, you have access to phones that you can call management directly, if not security.
Yeah. And have her removed, because there's no way she should have been allowed there.
Oh, no. Like, yeah, that's all sort of like disrupting. That's just bad for everyone. Nobody in that situation is having a good time.
At the same time, though, where they were standing was also probably just a regular checkout, and it was probably a holiday part-timer.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they were in over their head. They saw this woman come in with her racist ranting, and they had no idea what to do.
I mean, honestly, like, we, like, long-time, like, veteran employees at GameStop still had trouble with, like, dealing with any kind of an unruly customer.
Yeah.
Like, you remember certain employees would just shut down as soon as, like, anybody started yelling at them. Yes.
I can't say anything. I have moments like that, too. But I don't like confrontation.
No, I don't like confrontation either. But, you know, sometimes it's, you have to. You remember the customer with the Xbox that called Teddy the N-word and called you a cunt.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you guys got me and I shut them down. And then when GameStop said, why, we got a customer complaint, why'd you cuss this customer out? And I told them why. He said, okay, good job.
Yeah. And said, you shouldn't have even told me I shouldn't have even stayed on the phone with them as long as I did. I should have just hung up on them.
Yeah, but there's that thought process of the customer's always right.
Yeah. Which is stupid. That needs to go away.
Sorry. Nobody wants to lose their job, though.
And as much crap as we give GameStop, though, like, I will give them props on that. Like, they were very much, like, even, you remember Stinky Goodman?
Yeah, just saw him the other day.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
He was a career returner.
Yeah.
And, I actually told, like, he came in to return something, like, he bought this little tablet stand, but it didn't work for his particular tablet. So he came back in to return it for cash back. And I told Lily not to let him. Because she actually called me, she was there alone. I was like, no, don't let him. And she actually called and complained, Stinky called and complained.
Cat eyes.
Yeah.
The Nightman.
And then, like, HR called us, or, I don't know if it was LP or HR called us. And they're like, so what's going on? I was like, dude's buying and returning stuff all the time. Oh, so he's a frequent abuser. Yep. Cool. You did good.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, there were other times we would just go, oh, okay, I'll talk to the employee. I'll make sure, they're going to get a talking to. And then we just walk in the back and laugh.
Mm-hmm. That happened.
The point is, don't be a douchebag at Christmas time, especially.
Seriously.
Just don't be a douchebag. Like, yeah. I know at Christmas time, like, you put that latent racism back where it belongs. Just give it a few weeks. And then, you know, do whatever you're going to do.
It just really pisses me off. Remember when you were a kid and Christmas was so magical?
Uh-huh.
Cold weather and you know, hot chocolate and snow and Christmas gifts and everybody was great. Everyone sings and is happy. But then you see that's not how it is. No. This is how it is. And my voice is going. Mm-hmm. Can you hear it?
I can. And I know it's always been this way. It's just when we were kids, we were disillusioned to it.
So yeah, oblivious.
You didn't
everything,
see it.
Yeah, everything was magic and sunshine.
Yeah.
But I do want to say.
The clouds were creeping.
Somebody needs to talk to the Chinese about this warm winter, this warm
yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah, it's
getting.
Killing me.
They need to turn it off.
They need to turn off their weather machine.
It's Christmas.
Stop.
It's probably Christmas. Part two.
I mean, in fairness, it has been cold.
It has. Yeah. I mean, last week I was bundled up in two jackets.
Yeah, and remember, like, December last year?
60, the coldest 70
it got,
degrees?
Yeah, the coldest it got was, like, 60 degrees all December.
I'm waiting for Bobby Clubs to give us some good news.
There's none. It's going to be rainy on Sunday. Rainy in 60s.
Welcome to Missouri Christmas! Mm-hmm. We got rain and thunder!
Anyone have a snow machine?
I know, the I really Chinese. Wanted it to snow on Christmas.
No, like... puff.
Like, I mean, they've got snow up north.
That's where I'm going.
That's true.
That's where I'm trekking to someday. I mean, I'm.
That's too far north.
No north is too far north. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Alaska. I'm going to set up base. I'm going to spy on Russia while I'm there. Make sure they don't do anything
crazy. I mean,
they
are in your backyard.
Yeah, it's going to be me and Sarah Palin and her daughter.
Oh, there's
who's already a slut. And I can, you know, just slip right in and become a whatever their last name is.
Well, see, the thing is, like,
Palin.
Palin?
Shannon Palin.
With Trump in office, though, you're not going to have to worry about them sneaking in through Alaska. They're going to be allowed,
they're just gonna
welcomed.
Walk
even.
In.
They're going to have a front door.
This is my country now.
That, all right, that was still one of my favorite cold opens that they've done with Trump in SNL.
Was it the recent one with
the recent one
Putin
with
in the chimney?
John Goodman. Yeah, John Goodman as Rex Tillerson.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
those,
that was great.
Those were all amazing. Like, I cannot pick which one was the better impersonation.
Alec Baldwin's going to have a great career on SNL up until Trump puts him in Guantanamo. Bay.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin's about to take a vacation.
Yeah.
He ain't coming back.
He gets so
real
mad.
Real long one.
He gets so mad.
So does.
Thank God our president has the best temperament.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking at an article right now on CNN Politics that's just called The Last 24 Hours of Trump. Dude went on a Twitter tirade every like 2 to 3 hours. Someone really needs to take Twitter away from him.
They did right up to the election.
And he won.
He did.
So Andrew told me that, like, you know how you get, like, those Amber Alerts and flash flood warnings and stuff on your phone?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Apparently, like, the president has one, and he can send, like, a message to every single person, and even if your phone is off, you still get it.
What?
And I was like, okay, so is Obama going to be like, peace? And then, like... He's like, right? And then imagine Trump on Twitter, but now he has access to all our phones. I'm like,
ooh.
Every 20 minutes, you just get another buzz. It's President Trump. It's
I was like,
Trump.
Why has this never happened with Obama then?
Air Trump.
Here's my favorite tweet from Donald Trump today. And Jesse, you might have seen this. This is not Christmassy, but this needs to be talked about. And in case, I probably won't do that news show this weekend because it's Christmas. Mm. So it's time for relaxation. So let's talk about this now. At 11:50 this morning, this was Donald Trump's tweet, and I think you may have heard this one. The United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability
until
such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. Donald Trump wants to strengthen our nuclear capabilities.
Okay, Mr. Burns.
So we're going to get nuked now because we're going to be threatening.
Ironically enough, someone found a fallout shelter in their backyard in the news recently also.
Good, they're going to need
cool.
it. Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of them
Can
all
I
around
go
the
be
place.
BFS like, with like, them?
Just remnants from the Cold War.
Exactly.
When everybody was confident
that's what it was.
Well, that's what the big thing is. It's like it raised the prospect of a new arms race between the U.S. and Russia, which between them, according to CNN, boasts more than 14,000 nuclear warheads.
That's
yeah.
Terrifying.
I don't understand. Like, we have enough nukes to make the planet into a wasteland as it is. Why would we need to strengthen it?
Like, have you seen the show The 100?
Like the first couple of episodes.
Like I feel like we're turning into that.
It might not be long.
We're gonna have to go to space.
We might not have long.
I'm thinking we're gonna get Hunger Games soon.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
It really, really, man, it makes me so sad to think that this is our last Christmas before we have the first dictator ever elected to the United States government.
Well, honestly,
to president, you know, I mean, my biggest hope is that maybe his presidency will just be like, either he'll get impeached quickly.
Yeah.
Or it just won't be a thing. And maybe we'll coast by for 4 years and go, well, I'm glad that's over. But what's really sad is that I'll be almost 40 when Trump's out of office.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last Christmas for 4 years.
The one bright side about this, since the Republicans have an unprecedented majority in both the House and Senate, and they have president, and they're about to have the majority on the Supreme Court, too.
Woo!
Which means the rest of the Republican Party needs to step up and not let this crap happen.
Well, there's a lot of stuff,
but here's the thing. They officially, the GOP, can no longer blame Democrats, liberals, or anyone else
on anything.
For anything going wrong.
It's true. But they will.
They will try.
They'll find a way.
But they can't.
And dumbass America will believe them because dumbass America voted in Donald Trump.
Right.
I mean, certain dumbass Americans and certain dumbass electoral states, because the popular vote is up to almost 3 million in favor of Hillary Clinton.
Which is like one of the highest.
It is.
No, it is the highest.
It's the highest.
No, it's ridiculous. And
then it's like the second highest of the pop. That's what it is.
Third highest. Because Hamilton lost by 10%. He had 10% of the vote, popular vote, but lost. And then I think it was, I don't remember the other one, but it was 3%. Hillary Clinton has a 2.1%. So, yeah, third biggest in history. That's sad. As opposed to Donald Trump, who said that his electoral victory was the biggest landslide in electoral history.
Does he know what electoral means?
I don't think he understands what numbers mean, because his is one of the smallest victories in history.
Even if he gets impeached, though, Mike Pence is such a dick, too. We're screwed.
Oh, yeah, we're screwed no matter what. That's my idea.
I feel like he's even a bigger asshole,
don't
too.
Don't you kind of feel like Donald Trump is the Trojan horse, and Mike Pence is just hiding inside of him?
Yes.
Like the Republicans are going, all right, President Trump, do that dumbass thing you want to do. And then as soon as he does something too stupid, out goes Trump, in comes Pence. Now they have their actual guy that they want in office.
Not okay at all, because... No.
Yeah, that's extremely likely that's going to happen, and it's really unfortunate. But again, in 4 years, though, we may have like the largest swing in history,
depending on what's left of the wasteland.
If we make it,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Assuming America's still standing in 4 years, we could have the largest like political swing in history.
I actually have a meeting with Vault Tech next week, because I'm going to get me and Lindsay
seriously
in one of those vaults.
Well, I'll chip in.
I was about to say,
it's a group effort. Yeah.
Podzilla. We'll have the Podzilla group. Vault.
It's Vaultzilla 1985.
I was just going to say Vault 1985.
Yeah. Yes.
Vault 1985. Codename
Podzilla. Oh, snap. Can we do
this?
Well,
I know what my next art project is.
Vaultzilla. Right.
Not that I have anything that I can work on.
Yeah.
This is worth it, though. We need this.
I want a new computer for Christmas, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please. If anyone's out there that wants to get me a gaming computer since mine died, I miss playing World of Warcraft.
Realistically.
And that might not mean anything to you. But for me...
I saw that shirt that you like, that gym shirt that's like, so I can look as buff as my World of Warcraft character or something. And I immediately was like, I want to buy this for Shannon and
I forgot
and
to show
like,
it to you.
My God.
It's like your sleeveless tanks that you like. And
I do love
and it
sleeveless
says,
tanks.
I work out so I can actually do some of the things my WoW character does.
So there was a guy in the store today that while I was talking to him and helping him find things, I was actually lifting weights while talking to him. And I just felt like the biggest douchebag in the world. I'm just sitting there going like, hey, what's up, man? What can we do for
bro?
You?
Yeah,
you
want to
hit this sick lift? Get some sick gains?
And importantly, Shannon's lifting like 15-pound dumbbells.
Yeah, because it's just little things that this guy left when he came in one day. And I pick him up every day and, you know.
Like that part just like makes that scene extra funny to me.
Because they're only 15-pound weights.
I'm working my way up.
To what?
By the time Trump's out of office, I'm hoping I'm deadlifting. I'm like, I'm just lifting 200-300 pounds.
Just lift the building.
I've got Mandy in one hand and Steven in the other, and I'm just doing this with
them. Not 300 pounds between the two
That's
of them.
That's true.
Not even close.
So, all right, Steven and Mandy in one arm. Allie and...
Calvin?
Calvin in the other. We're 1/4 of redacted.
Can Jesse be on your back?
That's a sick gain, bro.
It's just squatting like while lifting you guys. That sounds terrible.
I can in one arm I'll bench Dalton's patheticness and in the other Cody's depression and I'll just lift them. I'll just bench them that over just and took over a turn. Again. Lindsay, you got a hat.
Yeah, I do.
Let's do the hat thing.
So you don't want to do your original plan?
We can do it real quick.
Okay.
All right. So I had an idea of what, like going over what we want for Christmas. It doesn't have to be anything formal. I just thought it would be cute if we just said what we really want for Christmas this year. And then on next week's show, we'll talk about how we didn't get any of it. And this has to be real things. No, Donald Trump falls out of a plane and gets hit by another plane.
And Mike Pence.
And then gets attacked by a honey badger.
And then a raptor.
Because honey badger don't care.
And a flock of ravens.
He falls into Fire Island. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but I like it because it means him and fire, and preferably on fire.
So let's go around the table. Mandy, what do you want for Christmas this year?
I want a lizard.
Okay.
Slash things for a lizard. That is literally the only thing. Like my parents are like, do you want
a lizard? What kind of lizard?
A bearded dragon.
Bearded dragon.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. They're neat.
They are neat. My dad used to have one.
I also want a puppy, but I can't have one.
But what about puppy monkey baby?
No.
That sounds wrong. No.
It's just no.
I'm just going to know you're in. No.
Pretty much everything I say.
Yeah.
You just
so we're
know.
Just
yeah.
going to know. But yeah, I really want a lizard.
All right. So fans, if you want to get Mandy Kennedy.
Okay. Or if we're doing realistic things, I like Vulpix plushies or tails.
So a lizard, a puppy, or a Vulpix plushie.
But she's not allowed to have a puppy.
She's not allowed to have a puppy.
Okay, so lizard or plushie. And you can mail those gifts to Mandy's Christmas at, wait, does that work that way?
No.
Can you mail physical things to an email address?
No.
We'll get Billy to look into it. I'm sure he can hack it.
That's where you invest in a P.O. box and see what happens.
709 Broadway.
Right.
Mail it to us.
Yeah, we'll get it here.
Jesse, what do you want for Christmas?
Man, I don't know. Like, cause whenever you're talking about that, my mom asked me the same question. The problem with it, like this point in my, like, I guess.
Life.
Yeah, that's the word. Ooh, words are hard.
Words are hard.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
At this point in my life, if it's not something like ludicrously priced,
you're going to buy it yourself.
I just buy it myself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like my mom always asks me like, well, what do you want for Christmas? I don't know. I already bought everything.
And God forbid there is one thing that you don't buy for yourself because you're going to drop hints for other people to get it for you and then they don't
and
get
then
it for
they,
you.
Yes. Yes. So
yes. I
bad
see you
that
staring
happened to
me.
At me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Last year. That
I'm sorry.
Goddamn Gremlins NECA statue. The one from the Gremlins 2 game
on
Nintendo.
To be fair, you had multiple people that could have bought it for you.
Yeah,
I bought you Ninja Turtles.
And no one did. Literally.
This is the first I'm hearing of this thing.
Well, I mostly dropped it to Lindsay and Allie since they're the ones that are most likely going to buy me gifts. But every time we go buy it, hey, so I'm like, wow, I really like that Gremlins one. Ah, that'd be a great gift. I made it so blatantly obvious.
I've done that too.
That on Christmas, when no one got it for me, Christmas died a little bit in my heart. And this year, when everyone says, what do you want for Christmas? I go, what's the point?
2 years ago, my favorite artist, Lights, came out with a sweater. It was perfect. And I posted it to every social media. I showed my boyfriend at the time. I was like, look at this awesome thing. And I would stare at it and I never got it. I'm like, how the hell do you not buy me one, something from my famous artist? And two, when I've seriously, someone please. And then they,
Apparently we're going to have to start a gift registry.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, see, it got to the point where...
Lindsay, I don't blame you.
I know you don't.
You look sad. I don't blame you.
I'm not sad.
You got me a great gift last year. She got me the Leonardo box set with all the Leonardos from the different generations.
Those are big, huge...
And it was amazing. It was probably one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten. In fact, you've gotten me Ninja Turtles many years.
I have.
But you didn't get me the Gremlin.
I'm sorry. I was more focused on your Godzilla figure.
Does it still exist, though? Because my sweater was a one-time thing, and I cannot get it.
Well, the only place I saw it was Hastings. Guess what doesn't exist anymore?
There's a little thing called Entertainment Earth.
Or Amazon.
I don't know what that is.
It's the website that I'm sure you can go online and buy it. I'm sure it won't be Hastings price.
True.
Remember Hastings?
I miss Hastings.
Now
I miss
Christmas
Hastings.
Is even sadder. Yeah. Which that I also went there to shop for stuff. And
I was going
to
say, that was the perfect
that
place
was the
to
best
get Secret Santa.
And stocking stuffers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last year, that was most of my Christmas I got at Hastings. And it was a great Christmas.
Yeah.
This year, I'm like, well, where the hell do I go now?
Right.
I got to pay full price.
I know.
Yeah, buy it from the internet or sometimes Hot
Topic.
Well,
it's too late for the internet at this point, especially for how late we drew Secret Santa. No, you're not ordering anything online.
Oh, that's fine. But it's Secret Santa. It's just for fun. It's for funsies. I don't think anyone expects to get the best gift ever.
Yeah, but, we put a $20 limit on it, so.
But you know what was $20?
What's that?
That Gremlin from NECA.
Oh, no.
So if anyone managed to get it for me, if you're my Secret Santa and you got me that Gremlin, I'm with you now. I disavow all previous relationships, and I'm not dating you. And it doesn't matter who it is. Billy, Andrew, Mandy, I don't care.
I know who it, I think I know who all three of those people got.
And I didn't tell you, but you asked me earlier, and then you feel like you figured it out because other people asked you what to get other people.
I think I've got most of them figured out just from like
fun ruiner.
I haven't told everybody you who everybody not. Got.
There's.
I actually don't know who got me.
I don't know who got you. Actually, yes, I do.
I know who got you.
I don't know who got me. There's three people I don't know who they got, and that's you, Mandy, and I think Billy. But Billy may have told me, but I don't remember.
Yeah, see, I got asked by two different people, like, what to get for their respective Secret Santas. Three different people.
Yeah, I'm helping like, pick out three gifts.
So
yeah.
From, like, those, I've kind of, like, and what I got, I've kind of, like, pieced together.
Right.
Where everything is. But, yeah, like, I think there's, like, still three of them, including whoever got me. I have no idea. I haven't narrowed down, but I don't know who exactly.
I almost asked you, and I was like, no, I'm doing this on my own.
I'll play detective on my own.
Like, no, she's going to ask me for help on her Secret Santa production.
Yeah, no, I was like, well, I'm going to use myself. I cannot tell you.
That's good. I was just trying to trick you.
I kind of want to be like, you, and I actually have that gremlin statue. I mean, see what you would do right now.
If that was the case, I would just, I'd go over to DG and get you one of those little lifesavers. Like, this is temporary. I promise.
Coming back with a real one soon as
that IRS money comes in, baby.
No, just give me IRS the $20 money. Pearl bath bombs, and then a ring floats while your water gets all pretty. And it comes with a ring.
It's a thing.
That's super romantic.
I know. Did you give anybody the gremlin? No. I'm about to, though. Damn.
You had a chance. All right. Lindsay, you got that hat.
Oh, wait, we haven't gotten Jesse. We got sidetracked.
We're going to get to that hat.
That's
she
fine.
Wore that fedora to the store, and I'm like, you're wearing the fedora. She's like, no, there's a practical reason for it. Good. Because otherwise, there's no reason to ever wear a fedora.
I mean, it
unless
looks all right
you are
on girls.
A 1930s detective.
It looks all right on girls.
He's looking at you, kid.
And Jesse, finish your story.
The finish of the story was just that, like...
Nothing.
My mom refuses to give me gift cards, so it's always really complicated around Christmas time. Whenever she was like, well, what do you want for your birthday and what do you want for Christmas? I don't know.
Isn't it amazing how when you're a kid, the last thing you wanted to get was a gift card?
Yeah.
Because you were like, well, I want something.
No, I wanted the gift card to go buy what I wanted because no one would buy me anime.
See, at this point,
that's a
like,
different thing. My mom bought me anime once for Christmas.
Mulan?
Mulan.
Mulan's awesome.
It's a good
it's not
movie.
Anime, though. Yeah,
they look Chinese, care. Right?
Well, they do.
Damn it, mom.
No.
I mean, technically it's animation, so it's... In the long shot, she wins.
That's not entirely true, though. One year, Grandma bought me a poster of Fushigi Yugi that she did not know what it was. It just had big eyes.
That's racist as hell.
All right, we'll get back on topic. Battle.net gift card. Battle.net/Blizzard or Xbox Live or PlayStation Time.
I mean, Blizzard pretty much owns your soul at this point.
That's really true. I prefer Battle.net gift cards, but I will accept Xbox Live Gold and PlayStation Network Time.
Yeah. Yeah, my,
those are practical things.
Oh, I should have said bath bombs. That's all I want.
My dead sister-in-law, once for Christmas got me, what was it, Lindsay? She got me a gift card to like.
Macy's.
Macy's.
Yeah, cause we ended up using it to buy me work pants.
Because yeah, it's like, well, Shannon likes stuff. Get him a gift card. Okay, cool. What does Shannon like? Video games? I'll get him a Macy's card.
That's the one place.
That's the, yeah.
Cause I think you could even get something like, I think at JCPenney, you could probably get something that you would like.
Yeah. JCPenney has extra stuff. They have cool stuff. They have races.
Yeah.
You can go in there and get you a race. Let's take it home. Set it next to the tree.
Oh my
and
God.
Just
you
listen
just
to
give
it a
gift card and be like, I bought you. Come
on. No.
I woke up to her. I was like, you're mine now. Pick her up.
Drive her all the way to Mexico. Drop her off. Here you go.
Now you're somebody. You're in another country.
Now you're the minority.
Yes.
I'll take her down to Juarez. Don't lose your head. So Battle.net gift cards.
Battle.net gift cards.
That's
work.
Always good.
I get some of them Christmas loot boxes and Overwatch.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the whole collection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lindsay?
A new computer.
Yeah, that was an easy question.
Or a new phone.
To be fair,
are broken.
Yeah, pretty much everything Lindsay has electronically is broken at this point.
All they really need.
Broken Lindsay Wolfgang.
Is a motherboard, a processor, and memory.
Well, I have memory.
Oh, you have old memory. USB,
I have older memory. But I mean, it's for what we want to use it for, it's fine.
Well, no, the problem is like finding a new motherboard that supports your old memory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the issue.
Well, we'll probably just get another computer at IRS time. Like I was going to talk to you about building one. We'll have some money. Don't worry. Hey, kid. He's looking at you. Don't worry.
Okay. Right. The more reasonable item that I could actually get would be my imposter Sailor Moon figure because it's actually dropped in price for once.
Well, how much is it?
It's down to 60.
Woo!
Jeez. It had been 100 because it was a Comic-Con exclusive.
You have expensive taste, kid.
Have you seen my Sailor Moon collection?
Yes.
I know. I want that Venus statue you got.
We have a very
extensive.
Yeah. Almost an intricate. Large. I'm tired. Well, for Christmas, and you can't do anything. You can't cheat. You can't say world peace. You can't say anything like that because that's obviously what I want is, I don't want anything. I want that goddamn gremlin.
That's it, the gremlin. You
Can
want
we
the gremlin.
Amazon?
Well, I'm sorry, yeah, you're Amazon. Not getting it from me because your Christmas presents are done.
Amazon NECA gremlin.
NECA, like
it's the video game NECA. Style one, so it's all pixelated.
Yeah, it's
on
based
the
on the Gremlins 2 from Nintendo game. Honestly, what I really wanted for Christmas was togetherness. I was really afraid that last year was going to be the last
this
Christmas I got to spend.
$25 one?
Yeah, that's him, the one at the top. So I'm glad I have everybody still at Christmas time. So, you know, I pretty much have what I want for Christmas. If I could have anything, it would be... No, that's it.
That statue looks really cool, though. I'm not going to lie.
That's probably that gremlin. Yeah. Or a new weight set. Or a new iPad for Lindsay so she could stop getting angry at everything in existence.
I keep accidentally hitting the ad. That's the problem. And it keeps opening up a web browser, which I don't want a web browser opened.
I would like a weight system, actually. Like a good bench and stuff like that.
And where would you put it?
I don't know. I also need more room. But one thing that I've really gotten into, that I've been into and I've gotten into is I want to get more into fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to lift more. And the one thing I miss
fitness,
about...
Fitness, never
mind. I knew you were going to go there. I miss Krista because before Krista left, me and her just talked about like fitness all the time. And that was fun. We bonded over something because I hated her. And no, I kid. I love Krista. And I miss her.
We all miss Krista.
Fitness. No, I was going to go to the same place he was going to go. You're all bad people.
I'm not. What? I do. I work out a lot. Or I did.
No,
I got
he was
real
gonna,
bad lately.
Yeah.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
Stop it then.
Got a couple Christmas messages. Kevin Schenkelberg says, Merry Christmas to the gang out there. Miss you guys a lot. Always nice to hear everyone's voice. Makes me feel like I'm there. We miss you, Kevin.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kevin. We love you to death. Mike Branham says, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. That's a reference to Home Alone.
Yeah.
I think we all know.
One of the all-time worst Christmas movies of all time.
Aww.
How those parents kept that kid after that, I have no idea.
Well, it would never happen in this day and age.
It's really true.
Did you
cell phone? Like,
did
end of movie.
Ever see the, it was like, I don't know, it's kind of like a Lyft thing or Uber, but it was a short that they did with, Macaulay Culkin reprising his role as Kevin McAllister. And
no.
He's a driver. And then, like, he drives the guy to his home where he's got a guy tied up in the basement because he talks about how messed up he is because his family left him at home.
Yes, I remember you playing that.
That is twisted.
Oh, God.
You need to watch that. Just look up Kevin McAllister, Home Alone driver or something like that. It's weird. Also, Ethan Craig Miles says, Merry Christmas to everyone. I love you all so much. We love you, Ethan.
Indeed.
Ethan is one of the best people I know, and I can say that without hyperbole. He's just hyperbole. Just a pleasure to be around. And there's so many people we wish we could say Merry Christmas to that we love. And let's just do that right now before we get into that hat. Mary Jo and David at Villainous Grounds. Amazing people. Love them so much.
Yes.
Very thankful that we got to meet new people this year. People like the people at Villainous Grounds. You got to meet Jeremy Hahn. That was amazing.
Yes.
Jason,
all the CCW people.
Yeah, I'll say Jason Wells, Lee Montgomery, Ken Murphy, Brandon Barbwire, Austin Lane, Billy Hills, Hollis Giroux, Mandy, James Ellsworth.
Yeah.
Merry
Christmas, boo.
All those guys are great, and I'm so thankful we got to get to know them. That's just great. Except Cody Wilson. That little thumbnail. Because he took the name Mr. 100. No, I am Mr. 100. Must slap the gold off his boots.
Snip, snap.
I honestly don't know what that guy looks like.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know? Well, no one does. That's the problem.
That's because you're the Mr. 100.
Because I'm Mr. 100. Yeah.
I mean, he clearly is a Mr. 100 if I don't know him.
He's like Mr. Exactly. Negative 3.
Who knows Cody Wilson? Everyone knows Channing. Nah, kid. He's a nice guy. I met him in person. I just don't like that he took that nickname. Anyway, so Merry Christmas to everybody.
Except Cody Wilson.
Except Cody Wilson.
Change your Twitter handle.
Yeah, you can be Mr. 99.
Not non-profit, but a
vagina. Keep reaching for that star, that one gold star. And of course, everybody here at Gaming
Grounds.
He's going
to change it to the 5-star Cody Wilson.
Oh, Asa will murder him. Asa will murder him where he sleeps, which is, I assume, a back of his car.
You say he's like the...
He's the maniac.
The maniac. I was actually about to say like Roddy Roddy Piper, but I was like, no, wait. He had a nice house, I think.
Merry Christmas to the Chapmans. Merry Christmas to Billy. All the gang here at Podzilla 1985.
All of our GG crew.
All of the GG crew. Dalton, Asa, Hunter, Cody, Tanner, Stephanie, Allie, Calvin, Zach, everybody.
Andrew.
Steven, Andrew, Mike Branham, we already mentioned. There's so many people. Just
so
Merry
many
Christmas.
People.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
MC.
MC. Oh, yes, MC. Aww. God, love you. Wish you were still here. Well, that sounded dark. I mean, I wish you were still here physically. No.
Hell, I wish you were in Cape Girardeau enjoying the holidays with us, buddy.
Alive and well.
My God.
I can't get out. Mimi, David Dillo, of course. Casual Geeks. Love those guys.
And the
press start to join
crew.
Yeah, absolutely. So, great, great time. Asa just sent me a picture, or sent the group chat a picture, him hanging out with Colt Cabana. That's awesome.
That's what they went to see.
Yeah, they went to go see the,
I knew it was a wrestling thing, but there was someone there and I didn't know who it was.
Colt Cabana, I know for sure. Zach Price was there.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that's why they went, but I just
forgot.
Merry
Christmas, Zach Price. All right, so Lindsay's got the hat. Let's get to the hat. Lindsay, explain the hat. We got about 25 minutes left.
So we were trying to come up with Christmas themed things to do. And while at work, where I have to listen to Christmas music the entire time I'm there, for some reason, these are a few of my favorite things, always gets mixed in with the holiday music, which I still don't really understand, because it's from The Sound of Music, which is not a Christmas movie.
It is.
No, it's not. It's far, really not. But anyways, I thought it would just, to waste time, we could just do some of our favorite things.
Let's not say to waste time, to stall until we've hit our hour quota.
Okay, to come up with topics that don't exist.
Let's just sit here quietly for a little bit.
Let's not.
I don't think I can do that.
The awkward silence doesn't work unless you have video.
Even then. Like, I don't like the still pauses. Get the hat. He's not going to talk.
Okay, fine.
We'll do the show without
So anyways, I wrote down a bunch of random things.
You
want
to do the show without Mr. 100? Billy, you want to step up here and take over?
And no? Okay. We're going to go through.
Ethan would have.
Okay.
Ethan would have taken the bull by the horns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely ignoring him still.
Mandy, what's it like being a girl?
That's not...
Did you ever get that funnel thing figured out?
Let's not bring that back up.
Why would you bring that to me when Lindsay brought it up earlier?
Because she's got the vibrating clock.
My God, stop. Lindsay, please.
So sorry.
Read the paper.
Okay. Anyway, so these are just highly random questions for your favorites. And the first one we pulled is, who is your favorite character to play in Clue? I told you they're random.
Colonel
Mustard.
Yeah.
That's the Colonel.
That is the only one I remember.
I don't know.
Mr. Blue?
No.
There's Mr. Green.
Is it Mr. Green?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Green was mine.
I can't even remember.
Mustard, Professor Plum, Mr. Green, Mrs. White, Mrs. Peacock, and Miss Scarlet.
Yep. Jesus Christ. I don't even know the last time I played this game.
It's a fun game. Mr. Colonel, Green.
Colonel Mustard.
Ever.
I'm the Peacock Lady?
The Peacock Lady.
I always had Miss Scarlet.
Well, yeah, because she's the sex one.
Well, because I liked red for a while.
Oh, well, red is sexy.
It is.
Sure.
Red, the color of passion. Neck. Neck.
is that it? Or
you still got red.
Gremlins.
That was Wild Wild West.
You're going neck. NECA. Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I was.
Thanks for bringing that back up.
Yeah, I know.
What is this, 9 minutes ago?
I'm still in the weeds on the funnel.
Why?
A girl puts it inside of...
That's not how it happens either. Lindsay, read the paper.
All right.
It's like a strap-on for the bathroom.
I don't... Mandy, did you ever play WoW?
Yeah,
okay.
Did Mandy play WoW?
I didn't know!
Play WoW.
I mean, she didn't play long. She didn't like it because everybody left her behind. And...
Because, well, I was just thinking, I don't know if she'll be able to answer this one or not. It's like, what's your favorite WoW
warrior
class and race?
Oh, well, fuck me. I only played Rogue and I didn't like it.
All right. 39 minutes, 15 seconds.
We got to try and edit that out. We've already sworn a few times.
Yeah, we didn't say the F word.
Think it's the mage because I always like rained hell down on people on her account. That was a lot of fun.
Well, whose account?
Krista, probably.
No, my friend, this girl.
Who shall go nameless? Okay, yeah. The one we shall not name. I don't know. I don't know, Jesse. Warrior and human, because all of the other races are mud races.
What?
Oh, no, I always went horde.
Yeah, well, I like my hunter Draenei.
I mean, yeah, if you want to be a freak. You're probably on welfare.
Are you guys horde or did you do alliance?
We did alliance
for the most part.
They're alliance. For the horde.
Horde, I will only play Blood Elf.
It's for the horde.
Because he didn't like my troll.
I did Blood Elf.
No, I like the, what are they, the horde.
The horde!
But it's hard for me to, because I like to role play. I like to get into the immersion of the world, and I can't do that with any of the horde races. Because they're all just blood, look at me, bash good. Whereas the humans are
that's so racist.
Well, that's what they are.
That's
and the
not
people
even
that play the
true.
Horde have that mindset of, oh, me strong, me kill things.
That panda looks real creepy that they brought to the new one.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the panda.
Like, okay, do I want to be an orc at like the, what was it called? The Dark Moon Fair?
Mm-hmm.
Just walking around throwing darts and stuff. I'm this giant green skinned, you know, foreigner from an, you know, go back to where you came from. Or do I want to be human?
Well, you're
you have to
human.
Keep in mind, though, the Dark Moon Fair is everybody.
Well, not, yeah, didn't used to be back
There's
in the good days.
There's a lot of goblins.
That's not true.
No, back in the old days, it was
Alliance and Horde.
It was Alliance and Horde specific. Well, at least the Alliance races look human. They're a little bit better looking than the Horde.
I mean, that was the thing. The Alliance were always had the pretty classes.
Yeah.
That's when the Blood Elf came in.
Just, like, I can't imagine, like, as an orc, I can't imagine doing it. Oh, maybe this is just really telling of how racist I am as a person. I can't see the orcs doing anything other than smashing things. And then, okay, and then the trolls with their big tusks. What are they going
to
do?
You didn't have to put big tusks on them.
But still, they look weird. The Tauren are giant cows. I'm not going to have a drink with a giant corn. and then the Forsaken. These dudes are rotting. I can't get erotic with another player if I'm rotting.
I mean, that's
I'm not into that. That's Bob.
That's not the point of the game.
On a roleplay server, it is. You ever go to the Moonguard Inn?
I only played roleplaying servers with you.
I know.
And nobody roleplayed when I was playing with you.
I tried roleplaying in Warcraft. It doesn't work. A good game for roleplaying, though, was Star Wars The Old Republic. Like, you get on a roleplayer server, you can actually.
Yeah, they take it seriously.
Yeah, you can pretend to be whatever you want to be, which is awesome.
Because somebody, like, actually, like, in character got onto me for, like, I was on a mount, I think, and I got near them, and they're like, hey, step off. I'm like, dude, and then I just purposely
said, dude, don't worry about it.
No, I purposely clipped my the mount into him. I was like, haha, break your immersion.
I'll tell you a game that was immersive was Star Wars Galaxies. Bob was an Imperial agent, and he could walk up to other stormtroopers like NPCs and type in / spit, and they would apologize. I tried to do that; they killed me instantly.
He also have a Wookiee character.
He was a Wookiee Imperial, which literally, I'm not making this up, he had to spend twice the resources of the human characters because aliens weren't allowed in the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
That's racist.
Yeah, no, the original Star Wars Galaxy game, before they updated where everybody could be a Jedi, was just, amazing. From what I understand, amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't get into it until after, because I didn't have a PC that could run it.
Right.
Until well after that update that killed it, or made it less fun, from what I understand.
Is that what you and Garrett played?
No, he and I were playing The Old Republic.
Which is good, too, but it didn't have the freedom.
Right.
It didn't have the freedom. All right, Lindsay, draw another. Well, Jesse, what's your favorite?
I played a whole lot. Like, my first ever racing class was an undead warlock.
To me, the Forsaken were the coolest race,
mm-hmm.
but I just couldn't play one because...
It's like, I like their storyline.
Their story's
but...
the best story. Like, Sylvanas is the Banshee Queen.
Yes.
She was a high elf that died.
Yeah. The undead was my favorite race in the Horde for a while.
But they were just, kill everything, power.
I also liked the Blood Elves, but Blood Elves couldn't be Warlocks in originally, could they?
Yeah,
I don't think they can now.
They can't still? Okay,
Are you sure?
I don't think, no, because...
I'm also pretty sure they couldn't be warriors.
They can now.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think
back
then
they couldn't. Which made no sense, because it's like...
Because they had the paladin instead.
Well, the excuse was that, Blood Elves are pretty and fragile, but they're a paladin. That's the same thing, just without magic.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't back in Burning Crusade. Because in Burning Crusade, the paladins were like, jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't heal, they couldn't tank, they couldn't damage.
But now they're just the best at everything.
Yeah.
I heard they made the game a lot easier, though. Like, it takes, nothing to get a like,
oh yeah,
you can hit like, you can hit like level 20 in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, and you get the mount super easy and like way lower level
because they want to hurry you through to get to the end stuff now
because there's so much.
So from like 1 to like 80 is like super quick.
It took me forever to get to 30 and I just got sick of it because everyone else would be
waiting. I don't think our horde is over 35, if that.
It's close.
Back in vanilla, I remember there was a guide going around that showed you how to get to 60 in 30 days. And it required playing the game for at least 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
In order to get that.
Grinding.
And like that guide, like people were selling it successfully for like $100.
Dang.
For the, like the PDF. It was insane. And like I got onto, I think it was, there was the set before Warlords of Draenor. Which one was that one?
Before Warlords was,
Pandaria.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Warlords then. Either way, it was the one I got Ben Martin in on. And, he and I got to level 80 in a matter of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Playing like a couple of hours a night and skipping a few nights.
Same thing with me and Lindsay. When we started new characters to go through Cataclysm, cause it was all new, we got to like level 30, 40, ridiculous, like in a week or two.
And especially like with the refer a friend bonus, which is what I still have with Ben.
That's how so I like, got my zebra.
Yeah, so like, man, if you wanted to get back into it, if I referred you to play,
super quick.
Yeah,
you guys play together, you get extra XP.
You get double experience, which, and then like now the Dungeon Finder, you remember the Waiting Stones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's cross server, which is awesome. And you
cross server and you just queue up and play while you're waiting.
And you just play click with what other position you're playing. Mm-hmm. Like, if your character's capable servers. Of doing multiple, you pick which one you want
to
do.
I played with Ed Minkin on his server. Like, I would just go over to his server. Like, they have temporary transfers, which
is
awesome.
Really cool.
That's just really cool the way they do that. Lindsay, draw another one. Okay. Too much Warcraft. You're scaring the noobs.
I'm sorry. Who's your favorite Disney sidekick?
Jesus Christ.
Favorite Disney sidekick?
Uh-huh.
Launchpad McQuack.
Are we doing like just
from anything?
Gadget, because I was sexually attracted to her.
Would you call Gadget a sidekick?
Well, yeah, she wasn't a main character. But no, I take my answer back.
I don't know.
I'm going with Abu.
The monkey?
Uh-huh.
That is a good one.
Because he's hilarious.
Of the crab.
Sebastian?
Sure.
He wasn't. The flounder was more the sidekick
flounder,
in that.
Yeah.
All right.
Sebastian. I mean, Sebastian was the King Triton, kind of.
Genie.
Okay. Genie. We'll just stay on the Aladdin train.
I know, right? I'm like panicking over here. Like,
Little John.
Okay. I take Little John.
I really
John.
Like that movie.
It was good. It was good.
I mean, he's like, pass.
Bagheera.
There's so many.
That's not really a sidekick either.
No, he's more of a mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, because I did watch the Jungle Book.
That's what made me think of it.
Stop. There's like, can I like say Buzz? Because he's kind of like a sidekick to Woody and Andy.
Yeah.
I Buzz Lightyear, because I love him.
Yeah.
Buzz. Or the aliens, they're cool.
I love the aliens.
Huh? That was almost a coaster.
All right, well, aliens.
Shut up, Jesse.
They're both like your sidekick.
Fine. Everything's fine.
The aliens are Mr. Potato Head sidekick.
The Slinky Dog.
Slinky?
He was voiced by Jim Barney.
Yes.
Jim Barney. Miss him. Go ahead.
Okay. Who's your favorite Smash Brothers character to play as?
Young Link!
That was fast.
Forever!
Great time. Jesse?
And then Roy.
Oh, I don't know.
Mine's Kirby.
We know. We all know.
Some version of Mario, Dr. Mario on Melee, and then Mario in Super or in Smash 4 are probably my favorites.
Bowser, because I like to take him to Suplex City.
That's fair.
That became a thing where anybody that plays against me in Smash Brothers, I know I can't win because I'm not terrible at the game, but I'm not as good as Jesse or Mandy or anyone else that plays. But instead, what I'll do is I'll pick Bowser and I'll grab you in the over B and just do the suplex. And I Brock Lesnar it just over and over again, Suplex City, and I count how many suplexes. And I beat people that way, and it's so frustrating for them to lose to me. And God forbid I get a stock up on you. You should have
gone
off the side.
Uh-oh.
Suplex
Lindsay,
City.
Lindsay looks...
Is it about the gremlin?
No, it's not, but okay. You're going to hate me again.
I already hate you.
Okay. Favorite non-Disney animated film?
Woo.
How to Train Your Dragon, probably, for me.
That's a good one. That's a
that
real
one
good
really
one.
Really good.
Like, my problem is trying to figure out or remember movies that aren't Disney.
Well, right, if it's Disney, yeah. I'll correct you.
Right. Oh, I know. I just don't want to be corrected.
So, non-Disney animated film?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Jessica.
No, no. Mm-mm.
The Last Unicorn for me. It's Rankin Bass.
Man, because I know there's so many
or
animated
Road
movies
to El Dorado.
I really
like. I really
Road to
El
Dorado. Or Atlantis.
Atlantis is Disney. Right, it's in their downfall era. I love but that it's movie. Disney.
I got it.
The yeah. Simpsons movie.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Screw off.
Is The Emperor's New Groove Disney?
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
Because I just thought of that too, and I was like, right. No, I don't.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
You could
right
also
now.
Say anime. That's animated, not uh-huh. Disney. You can go anywhere with it. That's why I went to the
I mean,
Simpsons
like
movie.
Most of the good yep. anime movies though are Disney because the Studio Ghibli, a lot of those are owned by Disney.
Vampire Hunter D. Fantastic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. Up
is Pixar.
Pixar.
Is yeah. that Disney?
Yes. Yeah.
Shit. Right?
I told you you're going to hate me.
I already hate you.
I know.
Well, Shannon, you've already guessed one.
I
like,
know.
You're fine.
Final Fantasy movie?
Oh, no, I'm not big into Final Fantasy.
It's pretty.
Did you watch
it's
the new pretty. One, Kingsglaive?
No.
It is
it's
so
really good.
Pretty. Yeah, it was good.
It. I want to.
Actually made me want to watch you play
also,
the game.
I kind of liked Advent Children, even though it was...
That's what I was talking about. That's the one
yeah,
I was talking about.
I did actually like the... I liked how it looked anyway.
Yeah, yeah it was, just that whole ending where the dude turns into Sephiroth was just terrible.
Yeah.
A little bit. All right, just skip me. I'll think of something. We'll come back to it.
Okay. I mean, we already did all the rest of us, but you can pass if you
Jesse.
Want.
Jesse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, go to the next question.
No.
I'll think
we'll
of something.
We'll figure this out.
Pokemon movies? Is that Disney?
Yeah, no, it's not Disney, but yeah, I don't know. I do another question.
Just,
I'll think of it. We'll come back.
Who's your favorite Star Wars character?
South Park.
I did like Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, but eh.
Favorite Star Wars character?
Uh-huh.
R2-D2 and Han Solo.
I was going to go ahead and answer for Allie. It's the robot from Rogue One because
yes,
she already
loves
it.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to be the boring answer. And say Anakin, because I know it's...
How is that boring? It's just wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
You can say Vader.
No. Anakin, well, the whole character. From the little boy who was kind of innocent and derpy to the, bitchy teen emo to the kind of growing up, but is so scared about life that he chooses the wrong path to the Dark Lord of the Sith to the redemption story. Like when taken all together, even though the prequels weren't as good, the whole Anakin story across the board is the best. And it's what Star Wars is based on. That's why in Rogue One, everyone's excited because Vader shows up. That's why in Force Awakens, Vader is the catalyst, even though he's already dead. Anakin Skywalker is Star Wars, and he's my absolute favorite because he's just cool in every version of him. And I liked Hayden Christensen. Go to hell.
That's also just nobody liked Hayden Christensen.
I liked Hayden. I thought he did a good job, and I thought him in episode 3.
He absolutely didn't.
He did what he could. With what he was given.
No.
And you're saying he wasn't good in episode 3?
I am.
Ah, you're wrong. You're wrong.
I'm not.
He was
I'm
good
not,
in
though.
Episode 3. Hayden Christensen was not the reason that movie wasn't well received.
Episode 3 was the best of the original 3 because Hayden Christensen didn't need to act. All he needed to do was brood and be a whiny bitch, which
is
what he is.
Which is what the character called for, and he
but
did it as best
he could.
But
that's what he is in every... Even in Jumper, he was a brooding, whiny bitch.
Unlimited power!
No,
and like you know Hayden Christensen personally.
I've
you
seen...
You two hung out, and you don't like him as a person, is what it sounds like.
Every interview, every movie, everything I've seen him in, he is a whiny, brooding bitch.
Name 2 movies other than those 2.
I can't.
Exactly. Thank you.
But those 2 movies are different enough that if he's playing the same character in a movie called Jumper about a guy
who
can
jumps.
Teleport.
I've never seen Jumper. I don't know what you're talking about.
I remember the trailer.
It had Sam Jackson in it.
It was a bad movie.
I've not watched it.
It's terrible.
And I'll never watch it.
That's for the best.
And I also can't name any other movies Hayden Christensen
Why
has been in.
Still yelling.
Because it's kind of funny.
I liked him. I liked him in the movie. Nope. I did. Like, that's...
Well, why don't you count it with your favorite character?
The only good part about the original trilogy, Ian McGregor, is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I did like Obi-Wan.
That wasn't the only good part about the original trilogy. Darth Maul.
Ooh.
I did like Darth Maul.
Count Dooku, even though, you know, it was wasted. I was still Christopher Lee, and he was awesome in the role.
I also like C-3PO.
Christopher Lee is awesome, but like
Mace
I didn't
Windu.
Like Dooku's character.
Jango Fett.
Mace Windu. Jango Fett went out like a son, like a bitch. No, Mace Windu, that was another one. Like, he had the potential to be really cool, and then it just, I don't know, it ended bad. Like, so many things in that movie, every time you thought something was going to be good, it ended up sucking.
I stand by that episode 2 and 3 aren't that bad. Episode 1 is garbage day in all senses of it, other than Darth Maul. The fight at the end with Qui-Gon, Darth Maul, and Obi-Wan is classic.
That was awesome.
That was classic.
That was good.
That saved the whole movie from being absolute garbage. The rest of that movie's terrible. Man,
I don't know that Obi-Wan is my favorite character in Star Wars, though. Like, I really...
He's good, but I wouldn't say... I don't... No.
No, I wouldn't say he's my favorite. I just... He's the only good part of it, the original trilogy.
That's again wrong.
That's not true.
Civil War. Starting right here.
I do like Han Solo so very
Everyone
much.
Loves Han.
Everybody loves Han Solo. And Chewie.
Lando.
Lando
Calrissian. I don't know. Like, there's so many good characters in the original trilogy. It's really hard to pick. Like, Luke kind of gets whiny there towards the, like, middle part.
And the very beginning.
And, yeah,
definitely. Luke was whiny beginning. Up until Return of the Jedi. And then Return of the Jedi, the moment he walks in, he's just like, I'm Luke Skywalker, a Jedi. Like, where did you come from?
He got calm with all the puppets.
He got real calm.
All right, I'm going to change my answer to Salacious Crumb.
Salacious
but
Crumb.
But you get so mad every time I make the plushie make noises.
And see, like, if you can count Expanded Universe, like, I would almost put Boba Fett in there as, like, one of my favorite characters.
Well, it doesn't have to be Expanded Universe. He's in the movie.
I know he's in the movie, but he has, like,
he
two
means,
lines
like,
in the movie.
He means, like, the backstory stuff.
And then gets taken out by a blind man with a shovel.
Yeah. Which, unfortunately, thanks to Disney, is not technically canon anymore at all.
Him getting hit with a shovel?
Well, no.
All the rest of his stuff. Yeah. All the rest of his exploits are no longer canon.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take I'm going to take the easy answer and go with Han Solo.
I would have said Dengar.
I don't remember Dengar in...
he was just one of the bounty hunters in Empire. He's literally, like, there's like three or four bounty hunters in that movie that were
I remember
just
there was a lizard man.
That's Bosk.
Bosk, yeah. Okay.
And that was just the characters that were like throwaway characters, but then the Expanded Universe made them really cool.
Yeah, because Bosk was awesome in the Expanded Universe.
Was a droid in that one that was really awesome. Mandy, what about you? What's your favorite Star Wars character?
R2-D2.
Kylo Ren? Is it Kylo Ren?
That's Audra's favorite.
Ew.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I also like Captain Phasma and Poe Dameron.
Phasma
like
could have been awesome.
I like Poe a lot.
Poe was
Finn
really awesome.
I really liked Finn
cool.
too.
Oh, Captain Ackbar. Admiral Ackbar.
It's a trap.
Oh, yeah.
I actually almost did say Admiral Ackbar just because it's fun. Like, I like the Mon Calamari race.
I feel like everyone loves BB-8 too.
Well, yeah. They did until Rogue One came out and everybody's all like, oh, I like the K droid. Look, he's to
down. You not like BB-8 anymore?
Lindsay.
I mean, Han is always my favorite, but I also have a soft spot for C-3PO. Yes. And his annoyingness.
I don't know.
I like Anakin's redemption story. Like, and plus, even if you take out Anakin, Vader.
No, Vader is awesome. Yeah, that's like, what I said. Like, when you very first said Anakin, I was like, well, you can say Vader.
But I like both because
he likes the full package.
Even though I feel like you could never have seen Anakin's origin story and still liked Vader because Vader's awesome, I do think, especially episode 3, even though it wasn't perfect, knowing what would happen to Anakin Skywalker, that he would become this ultimate evil, made it a little bit more interesting for me. But with that aside, Vader is better than Anakin, for sure. There's a reason he's one of the most iconic villains of all time.
Yes.
Like, even people that don't know who Jesus Christ is know who Darth Vader is.
Yes.
He is your Jesus Christ. We have time for one more, and it better be good.
Shit, yeah.
I don't know if it's
bitch.
Good or not.
And I said, bitch.
If it's not good, you guys have the right to veto it.
You
I'll
actually
pick a
said
different
that?
One.
Huh?
Cool. Go, go.
No, you said the word.
Okay. What's your favorite board game?
Veto.
I mean, I know yours.
Veto.
Okay.
You say veto? Yeah. Oh, you're vetoing the question.
I'm vetoing every single one. Filibuster.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Veto.
Veto. That's boring.
I know I'm boring. I don't know if you want another Disney question.
Veto. She's running out of slips.
Okay. Least favorite household chore to do?
Laundry, dishes, mopping.
Bathroom.
All of them.
Dishes.
Yeah, worse. Yeah. All of them.
Adulting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't like life.
Yeah.
One more and then we got to order this pizza.
All right. No, you won't want that one either.
Why is it all about Shinlong?
Yeah. There's other people here. Respect their opinions.
Because it was another stupid one.
Is another Disney one?
No.
It's a not Disney one.
Okay, who's your favorite Muppet character?
Kermit. That's easy. Kermit's the only answer.
Gonzo.
Well, hello there. Hey, Lindsay.
You're a little off today.
Yeah, well, I'm sick.
I know.
Do your damn impersonations yourself.
I always like the bear.
Fozzie?
Yeah.
Fozzie's cool.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho named his band after it.
Really?
Yeah, Fozzie is his, yeah.
Right.
Chirp, chirp.
You want one more?
Huh?
One more.
One more.
I just threw everything back in the hat.
Do
just
it. One more. Just what was randomly. The Disney one?
Okay. Favorite cartoon duck was one of the other ones I picked.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you have a one track mind.
I do.
Let's spice this up. Favorite sex position.
No.
I kid.
Mine's spicy.
Mine's the Alabama crab dangler, by the way.
Alabama crab dangler. Please explain for the kids at home.
Well, it's something
please
I'm,
don't.
It's something I'm working on. I'll put a YouTube video up for it soon. Okay, we're actually out of time, Lindsay.
That's fine.
But I liked the hat.
No, you didn't.
I did. I know what you're going to do. We're going to get in the car, and you're going to be like, well, I feel stupid. Everyone hates me.
I liked it.
No.
No.
It was a good idea.
It was okay. I also finally thought of an animated movie.
Okay. What's that?
The Road to El Dorado.
It said that.
She mumbled that like the very beginning.
Okay.
But it's so good.
No, yeah, it's it is.
He gave me loaded dice.
It was fun. It was good.
Sorry.
I just couldn't think of anything not Disney. There's like, I don't know why. There's
so many
not
good
Disney.
Quotes in that movie, too.
We're going to go home. Movie. And
you know that little voice?
They
it tells
really
you to do right things.
We're gonna
pretend you have one.
We're out of time.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Breadsticks.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
All right.
I want my breadsticks.
Door. All right, we're out of here. Guys, please. Please.
When one has a hat, one should wear it.
Have a Merry Christmas. That's it.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah, fuck off.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Jesse. Not you. Not you.
No, 2016 is going to die.
Yeah, but well.
We might all die with it.
We should have said.
But how do we know 2017 is going to be better?
I'm so scared.
It has to be, right?
No.
No, not with Trump completely all.
So next
That's
week.
That's why we're just going to drink in Indianapolis and hope it doesn't happen.
We got to know because the fans want to know. Is there going to be a Nerd Up Sunday?
No. Okay. It's Christmas Day.
Okay. So no Nerd Up this week. We're taking a break. We'll be
it's
back.
It's Christmas. Spend time with your families and friends.
We'll be back on Tuesday with Mr. 100. And then next Thursday, we'll have our goodbye to 2016 special where we'll say goodbye to 2016. We'll talk about the things that happened, the things we hated, which was most of it, the good things that happened.
There was got to be a few.
It's got to be something. We'll think of it.
Rogue One came out.
Rogue One did come out. And we got a few really good Marvel movies.
Super Mario
wow.
One came out.
Ooh.
And it sold like hotcakes.
Yeah, it did.
Pokemon Go.
14 million in 3 days.
Sun
profits.
And moon.
Good night.
Yep, we'll talk about that next week. Thank you guys for listening. Have a Merry Christmas. Love each other. Don't be racist dicks. We'll see you next week. And Mandy, say once more Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone say it at the same time. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Merry Christmas.
Billy, say it.
Merry Christmas.